Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not at either place, no problem. Just get it delivered right to your door with a trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Don't forget, on July 16th, Thursday, July 16th, the Palmer Home Radiothon. All purchases at Strange Brew, at Churn and Spoon, and online at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Well, 15% of that will go to benefit the Palmer Home. We appreciate your support there. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is what's for dinner. That was a big boy one.
Well, I went all the way to this. Just whoa. I was close to it. Just keep going. I know that one was whoa.
All right. Beef for dinner tonight in the Haydad household. Very excited. We're doing Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's gonna be a good one.
See a Philly cheesesteak theme here.
I like Philly cheesesteaks. You know, what can I
really?
Say? Yeah.
I didn't know
fan.
That.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan.
That is the number one sandwich.
That is a bold statement.
I stand by it.
Okay.
Like of all the sandwiches that are available.
I don't know if that's
number one is Philly cheesesteak.
Let me think on this.
All right, you think.
And we'll debate this.
All right, we'll debate it later.
Like rumblings or something.
That's a good rumbling. Yeah, you know,
someone can, please here, ask it.
Well, here's the thing. You could just tweet it. Or you could just be the day of, you could just be like, hey, by the way, let's throw this out today.
Okay.
You got to remember.
There we go.
Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, make beef the star of the show. It's going to be a great weekend for grilling. Fire up the grill. Throw some steaks on there. Everybody in your house will be happy. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner Store. I haven't done Philly cheesesteak this week, though.
You did it last week.
I did it last week. So, that's it. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State. They've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, filled by the Half Shell. You can shop online. collegecornerstore.com. You know, we don't have any gift-giving holidays coming up, but so just treat yourself. And for the trip to College Corner, pick up some great Mississippi State gear at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to treat you with respect. Bankers are going to give you the level of service that you deserve. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, Mr. Barone. Glad to have you here today for class. We are back in school. What's so funny, Mr. Brown? Are you chewing gum?
No, I don't have
in
anything.
In my classroom?
I don't have anything.
All right. I've never been a teacher. I've always wanted to run through some of these cliches.
Yeah, sound like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we gonna all right. I won't dock you if you have it, but have you seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
Okay. There's a scene where the guy gets a pizza delivered to class. I was like, you strike me as that kind of guy.
Thanks.
You just like,
I don't know what that
is. Just sitting here, knock on the door, like, I got an order for Barone.
Oh,
that's me.
That'd be me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're that kind of guy.
I've seen videos of like people pledging fraternity having that done to them.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And they don't know it's coming, but
yeah, that's
because then the
yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah. You gotta pay,
and you have to get it and disrupt class.
It's one of those things where like you know they're not paying for it ahead of time. You better have some cash on you.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they're just on like
that's a good harmless prank.
That is,
we need more of those.
I should do that to you at CBI.
No, let's not do it. Well, I'll have my card on me. I'll be fine.
What are you going to do? Swipe it through the driver's fingers? What are we doing here? They got to have that before you leave. They don't carry a scanner.
All right. This is getting too real.
Yeah. Trust me on this. Ask me how I know. So, it's time for class. We're going to take you guys back about a decade now, a little bit more now that I think about it. When I was doing a top five, a daily top five or a weekly top five on Bulldog Sports Radio. We did all these different things. We did, and then we started going through all the positions. We did quarterbacks, and we did receivers and running backs, and then we did cornerbacks. And I put Fred Smoot in third place. And on the day that that happened, Fred Smoot tweeted at me. I was like, "This is outrageous," and he's like, "I need to talk to whoever did this." Oh. And I was like, "Let me get your number. We'll have you on today." And I had Fred Smoot on, and he berated me for a good 10 minutes. And I was like, I explained to him who I had ranked ahead of him and why. And he's like, nah, that doesn't matter. So I've learned from my mistakes.
Wow.
I've learned from my mistakes. So that being said, let's get into the
honorable mentions.
Fred the honorable mentions. No. Yeah. The honorable mentions. Robert Bean, honorable mention. Bean was really, really good. And part of the reason Smoot was so good as a junior was that Bean was on the other side of him. You know, when you want to run the Zach Arnett-style offense, that 3-3-5, you know, you're putting those corners out on the island a lot of the times. When you've got two all-SEC guys, it makes it a lot easier. Nobody wanted to throw to Robert Bean, but nobody wanted to throw to Fred Smoot either. So Bean is honorable mention. A guy who had a much greater pro career, only really had 1 year at Mississippi State where he was great, and that's Darius Slay. Slay was a fantastic compliment. Again, you know, when you have him and a Thorpe Award winner on the other side of him, it's tough to throw the football. But he only had the 1 year, so we're going to take that into account. But as a pro, if we were ranking great Mississippi State pros, this guy was one of the best cornerbacks in the league for, you know.
Super Bowl champ.
Super Bowl champion, yeah. So Darius Slay, honorable mention. Martin Emerson, honorable mention. Great player for Mississippi State. Never only gave up one touchdown, I believe, in his entire career. I always laughed. They had that game. He had the game against Auburn where he got caught trash talking the Auburn receiver, and then the next play gave up a touchdown. And that's a bad look, right? Like, that's the only touchdown the guy ever gave up. I'm pretty sure. Like, he just teams couldn't throw on him. So we'll put Emerson on the list. Walt Harris is going to go on the list. Longtime NFL player, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, late in his career, was an All-American first round pick. On Jackie Sherrill's 1994 team, really good, or 1995 team, really good football player. We're going to go honorable mention. This was the toughest cut. Mm. We talked about this the other day. There's only three consensus All-Americans in Mississippi State history, right? We talked about this the other day, right? They are Jimmy Webb, mm-hmm. who we put on as our defensive end,
yeah.
Fred Smoot, and Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes is the other one, right? But, so I have two corners, right? Right yeah. there. But I also have a cornerback that won the Thorpe Award. I have no idea how Jonathan Banks wasn't a first-team consensus All-American. He won the Thorpe Award as the best defensive back in the country. This is a real pickle I'm in, all right? I'm putting Smoot on because I don't want to get yelled at again. Not that he doesn't deserve it. He's absolutely one of the greatest, and I won't argue. If you went Banks and Forbes, I wouldn't argue. I'd be like, well, Smoot, but I could see where you're going, right? So here's my pickle. I got Jonathan Banks, Thorpe Award winner, four-time, 4 year starter, what, three-time All-SEC, All-American, second round pick. I'm pretty sure he's the all-time pick interceptions leader in Mississippi State. Yeah, he is. Or do I go Emmanuel Forbes? Consensus All-American. NCAA leader in pick sixes. First-round draft pick. This is the toughest one. This is the one where I've got it written down what I want to do, but I haven't sold myself on it. I haven't. I think I have to go with Banks, though. So Forbes gets the honorable mention. And that sucks because I am, as people who've listened to this podcast a long time know, I am a mark for Emmanuel Forbes. I was always a huge fan of his. I thought he was a fantastic football player. The pick sixes, they're just exciting. The pick six is, if you're ranking the most exciting plays in college football,
pick six is probably number two behind kickoff return for a touchdown. Like a pick six,
yeah, it's definitely up there.
You always get the because you get the two cheers. You get the cheer when there's the interception, and then you get the other cheer when they realize you're gone. A long interception return for a touchdown is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Huge fan. But Banks won the award of the best defensive back in the country his senior year. How can I say that, you know, Forbes maybe probably should have won that award. I think Devin Witherspoon won it, who's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But Forbes wasn't even a finalist for it. And there was a huge controversy at the time. Like, how is this guy not a finalist? He's an All-American. He's, you know, he leads the nation in interception return for touchdowns. How is this guy not even a finalist for the Thorpe Award? I've never understood that. I just feel like I have to pick Banks. So I'm going to go as the all-time greatest cornerbacks. This will probably spark some debate. I'm up for it. You know, if you want to argue that it should be Forbes, hell, if you want to argue that it should be Walt Harris, if you had said you're up to Emmanuel Forbes and Walt Harris, I won't push back very hard. I said, with Smoot, I just don't want to get yelled at again. Fred, Fred, you were very mean to me that one time. So I'm going to go Fred Smoot, 1999, 2000. I believe he was the runner-up for the Thorpe Award his senior year. Trying to remember, is it? We'll make sure I had the name right, the guy who won it. You might remember. Well, now you.
What year?
It'd be 2000.
Hmm.
Big Ten guy, do you remember?
No.
Jamar Fletcher. Remember him?
No.
Played in Wisconsin.
No.
Really good football player.
Clearly.
Yeah. But Thorpe Award, Smoot was the runner-up. Smoot, second-round pick of the Redskins at the time. You know, just a fantastic football player. And the embodiment of every – and some teams have these guys. The guy that, like, you love him because he's on your team. If Fred Smoot had been an Ole Miss Rebel, he might be the most hated Ole Miss Rebel of all time.
Really?
By Mississippi State. Because all he did was talk smack nonstop. I will give you some. Let me see.
He walked so Jalen Ramsey could run.
Oh, yeah. So let me see if I can find some of the quotes that are fantastic. I remember, of course, he told one of the Vanderbilt receivers, "I'll let you catch a pass if you do my homework," which is a great line. Incredibly, smootsmack.com is still up and running. Fantastic. That's good to see. And you can still get your Smoot for Heisman stickers. Love that. He told some Auburn players said they were going to have a breakout game against Mississippi State. State dominated them and won the game. He said it must have been a rash they broke out with. He always said, you know, two-thirds of the earth is covered by water. The rest is covered by Fred Smoot.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
That's a good one. See if I can find some. He had some more. Here we go. The quotable Fred Smoot. On how to succeed in football. Fat boys win the game. I know football in December in the playoffs. Fat boys win. It's true. Whoever got the best fat boys is going to win. So I'm going to go collect fat boys.
Okay.
My man. I wasn't going to play because of my groin, but once it got hurt, I had to man up and call my grandma and tell her I need some red clay dirt. That's what we use down south to heal you. It's true. Just rub some dirt on it.
What?
You never heard that? Rub some dirt on it?
No.
Hey, you get hurt playing football, just rub some dirt on it. You'll be all right.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
That is how it works. I just told you how it works.
Yeah, I just popped three ligaments in my knee. Just rub some.
Just rub some dirt on it.
Shake it off, so, man.
Let's see here. We call that running through the okra patch. I like that. It's a good one. So quotable. Great, great ambassador for Mississippi State.
Did he use any of these quotes or anything on you when he was tearing you to shreds?
I've tried to block it out, to be honest with you. Yeah. He was brutal. He was killing me. He beat me up pretty good that day.
Was it like on Sports Talk Mississippi?
No, I was not working for Sports Talk at the time. I was working for a company called Bulldog Sports Radio. So we'll go with him. And then Jonathan Banks, what more can you say about the guy? He won the Thorpe Award. They give one award a year to the best defensive back in the country. He won it. All-time leading interceptor, if that's a word, at Mississippi State. Two-time All-SEC, All-American, second-round pick. On the I hate Ole Miss scale, really high. Really high on that
That's what you need.
Well, we had him on Sports Talk Mississippi, and he basically just, like for Egg Bowl week, he basically just went off on Ole Miss the whole time. It's like, I hate them. I hate them so much, I would never go there. I would never go to Oxford. So it's like,
okay.
To the point where it was almost uncomfortable. But you know what? I let him cook. You know, local kid, one of the first from Dan Mullen of the guys that you recruit that didn't have a lot of hype coming out of high school. You know, he was just over at was he at East Webster or East Tibbehaw? He was at East Webster. And, you know, nobody really recruiting him. Comes to Mississippi State, played free safety as a freshman, and was freshman all SEC, and then was a cornerback from there and you know, really took off there for Mississippi State. So I can't argue with the fact that he was an All-American and the Thorpe Award winner. I can't argue with it. So for me, I got to go that way. So we're going to go Fred Smoot and Jonathan Banks as our all-time cornerbacks. I apologize to those. I swear to God, if Emmanuel Forbes calls me out and be like, look, I don't know what to tell you. All right. I did everything I could. If we went to go to a slot receiver, if I had to get three corners, Forbes would be the next guy up for sure.
In this defense, you don't have a slot? I'm
running 4-3, two corners, two safeties.
Yeah.
4-3-4. So
that makes sense.
All right. So my nickelback would be would be Emmanuel Forbes. I'd feel really good if my nickelback.
Yeah,
you got to feel pretty confident about that. So how much – Fred Smoot is a guy that, like, State fans obviously know him. Do you have any, like – because you were – you do you have any – is your knowledge of Fred Smoot kind of limited to the boat scandal?
I don't even know the boat scandal. Is this going to be another chopping the bull's nuts off thing? Or?
Well, he and some of his teammates, when he was with the Vikings, they rented a boat with some entertainers that went with him, and there was like you know.
Okay, yeah. I'm picking up.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
And there was an incident. There was an incident. Yeah. You know?
We're gonna have to talk after the show.
Yeah, I don't feel like going too deep into it, to be honest with you. That's not what they said, but you know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So, yes, okay. I thought you might have some knowledge of that.
Didn't, but
you would have been young when it happened, but
okay.
Like when you were born, what, 2002?
Yeah.
That's probably around the time. So, probably like 06, 07, something like that. So, you're very young. Yeah. Mm. I thought you just might have heard of it.
No.
It is a funny story.
I am going to have to look into it.
You will have to do that, yes. All right. So, Fred Smoot, Jonathan Banks, those are our all-time corners. We'll do safeties next week, and then we'll get the special teams, and we'll wrap it up. And then, we'll do a basketball and a baseball one for sure. As well. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Two fantastic places to grab lunch or dinner here in Starkville. When you are talking about great food, talking about great people, you're talking about the Older Brother. You're talking about Two Brothers. We love going to eat there. You can catch us there pretty often. And I don't know what else to say at that point. That's the places that I like to go eat. That's the place that you're going to see me. And they have the menu that has the most option. It's kind of funny. The Older Brother is the opposite. The Older Brother is one where I'm locked in. I'm going croque monsieur. All right, that's what's happening. But I go to Two Brothers, and it's never the same. So
I go to Two Brothers for lunch all the time. That place is
it's fantastic. And it's just right down from your house too.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, where you used to live. I'm sorry, you're moving, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm still there now, but yes, I will be moving.
Well, there you go. So. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother right there in the Cotton District in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number. You know them. They know you. All you've got to do is get on the phone with them. And because they're in Mississippi, a lot of times they can save, they can take care of you the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville or in the Golden Triangle? You can find it at Maroon & Co. Everything Mississippi State right there. It's just waiting on you. You just got to make the trip up here to Starkville. Whatever you're looking for, Maroon & White, they've got it. Shirts, hats, polos, pullovers, hoodies. Just check it out. Maroon & Co. MaroonandCo.com is the website, and at both places, you can use our promo code. Our promo code is Thunder15. It takes 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're here in Starkville, if you're shopping for Mississippi State gear, check them out at Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo is the greatest place ever. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. What are you looking for to do this weekend? Do you have repair projects to do around the house? Check out their incredible selection of power tools. Do you have getting on the water this weekend? You want to do a little fishing, rods and reels? They've got an unbelievable selection of those. Are you a gardener? You know, all the gardening tools, everything you need to, you know, to get your veggies and your fruits growing, they got it at Scruggs. Are you a grill man? Great selection of grills at Scruggs. But most importantly, if you're trying to keep your yard looking tip-top, nobody in North Mississippi with a wider selection of John Deere mowers, tractors, and gators. Check them out now. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know and the name to trust. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, they can absolutely make that happen for you from a couple hundred to a couple thousand acres. It doesn't matter how big the purchase is, Good Hope Land and Timber has the connections to make it happen for you. And then if you're already a landowner and you just need help managing your land, managing your timber and your resources, Good Hope Land and Timber is just a phone call away. They're going to help you make sure everything is done sustainably, but also done to make you the most money that you deserve. Give them a call today at 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. So our friends at Yahoo Sports, are you normally a Yahoo guy for your fantasy sports?
No, I used to be, though.
Okay, my fantasy football league is a Yahoo league.
I'm usually ESPN. No, actually, I was Yahoo, and then I was ESPN, and now I'm more, what's it called? Give me one second. Sleeper.
I never heard of Sleeper.
I use Sleeper for the most part now, but
okay.
I will definitely be going back to Yahoo. At least for this league, as you talk about it here.
Well, there you go. So they have announced today. Let me pull up the actual announcement here. I saw it tweeted from our friend, not friend of the show because he's never been on, but nice enough guy, Bud Elliott. That Yahoo Sports, here it is, college fantasy football. Now, they are limiting that to the Power Four schools, which in reality is the right idea, all right? Somebody gave me a good point. Like, nobody plays fantasy minor league baseball. So no offense to the Southern fans, the ULM fans out there, but, like, it's just too much. You can't have a draft where there's 140 teams available to draft from. It's just not, you know, it's already pushing it at 70, which is what it's at.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because you got, you know, what, 16 in the SEC. You got 16 in the Big Ten. You got 16 in the
ACC.
The AC, or the Big 12 is what I was thinking. Sure. And then I think you have 14, I believe, in the ACC. I could be wrong on that. Maybe 16. So that's, what, 64. Then you also still have Notre Dame. So, yeah, I mean.
Join a conference.
Yeah, it's already going to be a little unwieldy as it is. But it sounds fun. I think I want to participate in it, where we may have to put a league together here for us. We might do it. We should do a – well, the problem with doing a Thunder and Lightning league is that we can only have so many teams.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure that out. But we were talking before the show, though, like who would – Kamario Taylor is going to be a player to get, because you're talking – one of the great, you know, things you got to know about fantasy football is dual threat quarterbacks. Right, they are what win leagues. If you can get a quarterback, I mean, you think about the years that Michael Vick had in Atlanta, Cam Newton's MVP year,
Josh Allen,
Lamar Jackson. These are guys that, you know, every quarterback in the NFL is going to throw for close to 3,000 yards if you get 16 starts, 17 starts. It's the ones who add you another 500 to 600 to 700 yards on the ground with another 8 to 10 touchdowns on the ground. That's how you win your league, unless you've got, you know, Prime Breeze, Prime Brady.
2013 Peyton Manning.
Yeah, something like that. You know, Mahomes gets some yards on the ground, but for the most part, it's through the air. So Taylor's going to be a big piece of some winning fantasy football teams. And then the other side of that is, if it's a PPR league, I think Anthony Evans is a very valuable guy.
I agree. I was going to bring up Evans as well. I think he's going to be a very high pick. I don't know about Bothwell, but Evans and Kamario Taylor definitely should be towards the top in each of their rankings, just because you know he's going to see a lot of balls thrown his way, and Kamario's going to get a lot of rushing yards.
Yeah,
Kamario might be a top 5-7 quarterback to draft this year.
Well, you think about it. Think about the aggregate thing we did the other day, right? If you're telling me right now I'm going to get 3,300 yards passing out of Kamario Taylor with 25 to 30 touchdowns passing, you know, we'll go low and say 23. But I can add 600, 700 yards rushing and another 8 to 10 touchdowns. Yeah, that's how fantasy championships get won, for sure. So that's an interesting development. I'm trying to think, you know, Bothwell, maybe like a late round kind of guy, you know.
First off the bench.
Well, you got to think, like, that is an SEC starting running back who's probably going to get, if he stays healthy, we'll get the carries
to
get him.
He's a good goal line guy, too. He'll get a lot of those last year.
He'll get you some touchdowns, but he should be like a an RB3 or 4. You don't want, you know, he's not your first guy in the lineup. If Marquise Johnson can kind of duplicate what Brennan Thompson did, I used to play in a league that gave extra points for the longer a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Thompson would have been killer.
He would have been insane last year.
Yeah, on big plays and stuff like that. So that's one. Evans, the other thing about Evans, though, not State, for whatever reason, it's kind of funny. When Jeff Lebby arrived at State, like, Oklahoma fans called him Jet Lebby because all he ran was jet sweep. And, like, since he's been here, I don't know how many times the wide receivers have carried the ball. Maybe
not
five.
Many.
Like, it hasn't been a big part of the offense at all. So, like, you're not getting a lot of rushing yards out of any of these guys from an all-purpose standpoint. If you go individual defensive, I think Kelly Jones will be a good pick for you. And I will tell you this. I'll give you a pro tip. In a Zach Arnett offense or defense, Zachary Tillman and Tyler Lockhart are going to have a lot of tackles. So if you get points for tackles in your league, those two guys are going to be over 100 tackles. Well, I'll just guarantee
it. I was going to say, Isaac Smith wouldn't be a bad pick. Either.
Isaac Smith, I think his production drops off a little bit because he's actually playing a little bit more of a safety. But, I mean, the last year he was here, Jet Johnson and Buki Watson combined for like 260 tackles. So, yeah, I mean, if you're getting points per tackle, those two guys are going to be tackling machines, I think, for Mississippi State this year. So, a couple of guys to consider there for you as far as fantasy football goes. I think I will play. I've seen some fantasy football leagues for college before, but they have been like the whole, like, everybody's involved. I couldn't possibly.
Well, no, because then you'd have guys in like FCS or the non-conference.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there's somebody who plays for UT San Antonio who's going to rush for 1,200 yards this year. I have no idea who it is, though. Like,
but then you're getting to a point where it's like those guys are playing lesser competition and they're probably better than who they are. So it's like, I don't think, you know, 200 yards rushing in a league like, I don't know, the MAC or the Horizon League versus like 100 yards in the ground. Whoa. That's three national championships.
Ah, who cares?
I don't think a performance like 250 yards, 200 yards in a game like that, I would feel like 100 yards in an SEC game should weigh more, but that just becomes a whole problem or whatever. I like it's only Power Four.
Yeah, I agree.
It's still a lot of teams, too.
I'm interested to see. It's more than double the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I'm interested to see the player options that you can start. Is it like two quarterbacks? Is it like three or four running backs? Well, if it's
just be a normal lineup. QB, two running backs, two receivers, tight end, kicker, defense, and then you maybe two flex.
But here's the thing about that, Brian. With the NFL fantasy football, there's 32 teams, so you have 32 starting quarterbacks. Usually probably around anywhere from 12 to 16 teams. So you get everyone, you get a starter.
Yeah.
But for this, they're going to have multiple options.
Well, you're going to have 12. Like, everybody in theory should have a great quarterback.
And everyone in theory should have more than one person they have to start at each. Like, I don't think.
And you got to have a backup QB too.
You're probably going to have to start more than a couple running backs, more than a couple quarterbacks. Because you think about, if it's a 16 team league, then everyone gets a starting quarterback, backup person you start.
Yeah.
But with 70 people or 70 teams, then ever there's the options are going to be way too many.
Well,
so I'm interested to see
you
what
just
they
know
do.
that you know what it does is it devalues the quarterback position, because
I think so as well.
If you get the 16th best quarterback in college football, that's still an outstanding player. Whereas in the NFL, the 16th best quarterback in the NFL, that's not a good, if that's your starting quarterback is, you're probably not in good shape.
Yeah.
I mean, off the top of my head, who's the 16th? Who would I say is the 16th best quarterback in the NFL?
Like Daniel Jones?
Yeah, something like that. If you're like Bryce Young, Bryce Young is your starting quarterback, you're probably not winning.
You need
but
to have good running back.
Like the 16th best quarterback in college football this year could be like Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah, you need to be fine with that.
He's going to pile up numbers. Yeah, so that's an interesting way. Like, I wouldn't draft a quarterback before, like, unless I was going to get. Here's the other thing is, like, who is, you know, Dante Moore, Chambliss, Manning.
Chambliss and Kamara Taylor rack up a lot of bones.
Well, so Taylor, Chambliss isn't a huge rushing guy.
He scores touchdowns, though.
He does score touchdowns, but, like, there isn't a quarterback like a Lamar Jackson or a Cam Newton this year.
No.
Unless Camario somehow turns into that. But, like, just think about, like, the guys who are the top of the quarterback charts right now. Mensa, maybe, at Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Like, Stan and Arch Manning are purely what you're going to get through the air.
Manning will give you some on the ground.
Yeah,
he'll give you a little.
Unless
Stan,
he's at
not so
Mississippi
much.
State and he got rocked. But
well, how did – you know, you say that, and then what happened?
The backup quarterback throws an A-plus pass.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
That was a rough one.
I would prefer not to speak of it. I'm just glad I wasn't on the sideline watching it happen directly.
The
in front
photo
of me.
Of Brandon Walker.
It's painful. I feel so bad for him. I feel bad for him.
I was like, I was out of frame, but I was like on that side and I filmed it and I saw him and I was like, oh.
It's a tough one. It's a tough look. All right. Before we get out of here, Carla Barone has a announcement to make.
Announcement.
Well, it is.
Sounds a little bit more dramatic than it. Oh, I guess it's a big deal.
It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, man.
So I've obviously been in and out of the lineup here, both in person, on Zoom. Some days I'm not here. And it's not like I'm just taking vacation.
You're lazy bum.
It's been anything else but a vacation. Over the month of June, I went through a lot of medical testing for some stuff. And unfortunately, I was diagnosed with what they thought. So going forward, I will be in person sometimes, and sometimes I'm going to be not in person. My commitment to the show has not changed, but you know, some days are going to feel better than others, and my availability will be kind of based on, you know, how I feel that day, if I'm in person or a lot of things. I you know, I'm starting this journey. Well, I've already kind of started it, but I'm starting the real difficult part next week. So I'm looking more like, 1 week I'm going to be in person, 1 week I'm not. But I'm not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah,
I just want to say, like,
I can't believe a couple weeks ago you did the show from the hospital and nobody pointed it out.
Yeah,
like I was laughing every time you would do this and try to hold. You were trying to cover up your bracelet.
Yeah.
I was like, I could not stop just chuckling interiorly.
Nobody can figure it out. But yeah,
yeah. People walking past you, doctors, just like, man.
There's a nurse that sat by me.
Yeah,
or sat behind me at the end of it, but. Yeah, I'm dealing with some stuff, so I'll be in and out. But for the most part, I should be able to do this show. I'm not flaking on you guys. I'm not just leaving. I'm not half in. Brian was able to choose me in April, and I'm very grateful for that. And I don't take this show lightly. Just some stuff happened, and they found some stuff that I have no choice but to deal with it. So, I'll be here. I don't want to say in a limited role because I'm going to do as much as I can, but it's I'll say a painful role.
Yeah.
So I'll be here, but it's
painful listening to me talk whenever.
So. I'll be here, but it's I'm going to go through some stuff. So, you know, some days we'll be on Zoom. Some days I'll be in Starkville. You know, my plan is to cover the entirety of football season while I kind of go through this. Haven't really started the difficult part yet, so I don't know how that's going to make my body feel, but I will be here. I will be covering the games, and we will be talking about everything Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Hopefully off to a good start to the season.
Let's hope. So
we'll see.
We want to make sure that everybody knows that Carlo has our full support here on Thunder and Lightning from Super Talk, and we're going to be there for him. We're looking forward to continuing this. I just straight up just don't want to go through another search. That was painful.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's working good with Carlo right now. We can make it work. So Like I said, anything he needs from us, I'm sure he would appreciate y'all's prayers out there as he goes through this. We'll just continue to support him as in any way we can. All right. So next week, Carlo will be a little in and out with us, but we're gonna make it work and figure it out from there. So I'll talk to you guys next week for Carlo Brown. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.